What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I want to react to a video of Snoop Dogg basically going off on streaming platforms and, you know, it made a lot of sense because I actually used to say that, you know, streaming platforms are probably paying out way too much money to keep going forward. But even when he breaks it down, they're going to have to figure something out. But before we do that, though, I want to get into a word from Dizzle. Here we go.
Me and my team whenever we link up, the water we drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that tend to the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist that'll tickle your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
Dizzle.
That's right, Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. I recommend Emilio's beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and the number one selling state for Dizzle, Arkansas. And don't forget, let me stand up, show you one of Dizzle t-shirts. As you see, Dizzle, the actual drink was established in 2001, but it's only been bottled for the last couple years now. And the Dizzle brand merch is on DizzleBrand.com, merchandise store, or Etsy.com. That's ETSY.com. Just look up Dizzle brand, or you can go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand. All right, let's get into it. This one is just so interesting. And Snoop, that's what I love about Snoop Dogg. Wherever Snoop Dogg goes, Snoop is Snoop.
Hey, so from that perspective, I think we're well positioned, you know, with my history at Apple, our ability to plug into physical in the way that we can now, like no other company, just seeing exactly the pie chart of streaming in the United States, streaming globally. It's an exciting time, really it is, I must say, you know?
It's exciting, but streaming gotta get their shit together. Cause I don't understand how the fuck you get paid off of that shit. Like, I mean, can somebody explain to me how you can get 1 billion streams and not get $1 million? Like, that shit don't make sense to me. Like, I don't know who the fuck running the streaming industry, if you in here or not. But nigga, you need to give us some information on how the fuck to track this money down. Because 1 + 1 ain't adding up to 2. That shit don't add up. And I have to say it, because that's the main gripe with a lot of us artists, is that we do major numbers with streams and this shit, but it don't add up to the money. Like, what the fuck is the money? When I first came out, my records would sell based off of physical. If you sold 1 million copies, that means if $9 million, you get this percentage. That's what it is. So if I sell.
Now, let me stop right there. And actually, when you add in tax, it's 10 million. That's the thing. You would sell 1 million copies, $10 a pop, 10 million. And you get a percentage of that. Now, if 1 million people listen to your record, and even take like a single, for example, singles were like, then they were like $2, $1.99, $2.99, something like that. Might have been $1.99, $2. Even if you say $2, that's 1 million singles sold at $2. You're only getting $4,000 for 1 million streams. If 1,000 people were to buy your record back in the days at $10 a pop, that's $10,000, especially if you did independent. Now, if 1,000 people listen to your song, you only get $4. Yeah, it seems like artists have to do more for less. It seems like that's why a person like NBA Youngboy, even though I don't like his music, he seems to be a genius. He seems to understand that you got to put out a shit ton of music, a high volume of music. And Snoop just cussed up a storm, so I could definitely cuss up a storm. But you got to put out a shit ton of music just to really, really see a shit ton of money off of this. I mean, because NBA Youngboy had second most streams next to Drake. And it was only because he put out way more songs than Drake that he was even that close. Because nobody would ever compare NBA Youngboy to Drake as far as making music, making hits, making classic songs, making timeless records. Nobody would ever put NBA Youngboy in that category. But I think he understands that there's a extreme oversaturation in the music. Back in the days, distribution had value because everybody couldn't get distribution. Nowadays, anybody can get distribution. Let's keep it moving.
How many streams, how much money do I get? It's not being translated, and it's not working for the artist right now. And I just don't speak to that in the music industry. Talk. Like, that's fucked up. And we need to find a way to figure that out the same way the writers are figuring out. The writers are striking because streaming. They can't get paid. Because when it's on the platform, it's not like in the box office.
You see only like one person clap for that. Because these streaming people don't want to hear this from Snoop. Because to be honest with you, I don't think they're making a profit. I think they're losing money. Because the streaming accounts are only like, you know, they're only like $4 or $5 an account, if I'm not mistaken. Like, if you got a family plan, it's like $15. It's five accounts at $3 a pop, listening to unlimited music. I mean, you could listen to, you know, you can almost listen to 1,000 songs in a day. And they're getting paid out $4 a pop to listen to the 1,000, but then Spotify's only making $3. I don't think Spotify's making money. I don't think streaming's going to last. I honestly think some kind of physical sales are going to come back or something. It's definitely going to change. It's going to definitely have to. He's right. It's going to have to make changes, man. And raising the prices on the platforms, that ain't going to work either. If you try to double the prices on the platforms, that ain't going to work. You know, people just go somewhere else that's cheaper.
The box office, if it does all these numbers, you may get it up. Oh, it did. This minute, here's another check. But on streaming, you got 300,000 hours that somebody watched your movie. Where's the money? And I know I'm going off a script right now, but fuck it. This is business. This is business. You know what I'm saying? This is a room full of business people, and somebody may hear this and be able to do something about it so that way the next artist don't have to struggle or cry or try to figure out how to get to his money. Because some of these artists are streaming millions and millions and millions and millions of fucking streams, and they don't got no millions of dollars in their pocket. So I just wanted to say that.
And I mean, that's a great point. You know, I mean, that's a great point. Actors, they get paid up front. You know, a cat like Rock might get paid $25 million up front, you know, and then he might get a percentage. Who knows? But artists ain't getting no $25 million up front. And if you got millions of people, if you got 7 million people, you know, listening to your music every month. And say they only listen to one song one time, just 7 million streams. I mean, $28,000 a month would be the payout for that if you were independent. If you're on a major label, you're not getting all that. You're getting a small percentage. So even if you're independent, I mean, it's $28,000 a month. It's okay, but it's still, you should be making a lot more for 7,000 people a month. You know, if 7,000 people bought your record back in the days at $10 a pop, you know, we're talking about 70 million, close to 100 million in record sales off of one album. You know, you got some movies that can't even get that, you know, and the artist is only getting $28,000 a month if it was just one song played. Now, typically, when you got 7 million listeners, you got multiple songs being played. But still, let's just go off of the 7 million listeners playing one song. That's $28,000 a month. It sounds like a lot for most people, but not from a business standpoint of a musician when there's that many amount of listeners based on how what you used to get paid off of that many amount of listeners. Definitely streaming is, if they don't figure it out, it's not going to last long. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's going to lead to more exclusivity. You're going to just see more artists just going, putting it on their website, like Ryan Leslie, and cutting out Spotify's and all distributors. You're going to see people cutting out distributors and you want to stream. You want to get my music? This is the only place to get it. And you're going to have to pay for it every single time. 100%. You know, labels better figure something out. And I think labels have been trying to get more out of these streaming companies. But labels are greedy too. Labels are greedy too. You know, like some labels get greedy when they ain't even built the artists. Like labels don't even build artists up no more. They don't even break artists. They don't build them. I don't even know why they got artist development anymore. Labels don't develop artists. Artists develop artists. Artists break artists. DJs don't barely break artists either. Influencers break artists. Influencers break artists. And artists break artists. Labels ain't breaking artists. Spotify could break artists, but they don't want to break artists. There's no money in them breaking an artist unless that artist is signed under the Spotify. I repeat, there's no money in Spotify breaking an artist unless that artist is signed under Spotify. Same thing with FM radio. There's no money in FM radio breaking an artist unless that artist is signed up under that FM radio station. That's why people are so delusional thinking that a radio station should break an unsigned artist. What for? They have nothing to gain, nothing of value to gain. There's already mainstream artists bringing them plenty listeners. They have nothing of value to gain if an artist is not signed under them and they're trying to break them. That goes for any streaming platform, Apple, Spotify, Tidal. Artists ain't signed underneath them. There's nothing of value to gain for them to break an artist. That's why artists break artists, influencers break artists. I mean, DJ Drama has the power to still break artists, but that's about it. Record labels don't break artists because they can't use radio and street teams no more. And there's no one size fits all for breaking artists on the internet. That's the thing. Back in the days when you broke an artist, it was street team and radio, street team and radio, street team and radio. That was it. Street team and radio, street team and radio. That was it. Now there's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Triller, there's just so many different platforms. SoundCloud, African artists are breaking themselves on AudioMac, Bandcamp. There's just so many different platforms that people can use to break themselves. Yep. So let's hear the last little bit he got to say.
Talk that talk.
Well, another thing these writers are striking about is AI and the use of AI by the studios.
Let me stop. That's just a way for her to deflect what Snoop Dogg was saying. And yes, writers are striking another reason, but it's about money more than anything. If they're getting paid, I'm pretty sure they're not caring about AI as much. And AI, that's the thing. AI can't think with emotions. AI is always going to think with intellect. Let's keep it moving.
To write scripts, let's say.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Drake and The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
We recently saw, you know, an AI version of a collaboration between those two. Of course, Snoop, dying to know your thoughts on this.
Well, I got a motherfucking AI right now that they done made for me. This nigga can talk to me. I'm like, like, man, this nigga can hold a real conversation. Like, for real, like, it's blowing my mind because I watched movies on this as a kid years ago when I used to see this shit, and I'm like, what is going on? Then I heard the old dude that created AI talking about, this is not safe because the AI's got their own minds and these motherfuckers gonna start doing their own shit. I'm like, is we in a fucking movie right now or what?
You know, that's like people saying people ain't safe because other people got their own minds. They're kind of getting off script right now. I wanted to stay on the streaming, but it does make a lot of sense. Back in the days, I mean, you know, you got a million people listening to your album. I mean, even if you got 33%, you know, of 10 million, you know, that's 3 point something million. Like, these cats are getting $4,000 off a million streams, $4 off a thousand. I mean, if 1,000 people bought your record back in the days, that's $10,000. You know, people could do a lot with $10,000. But $4. Streaming ain't gonna last. And partially the reason streaming ain't gonna last is because you can't engage on streaming platforms. Any social media platform where you can't comment is a problem for breaking artists, for breaking music. In a social media or online world, you got to be able to engage with fans. And, you know, the way Spotify has it set up for you to engage with fans is like you setting up a picture or some personal message. I mean, that's complete horseshit and bullshit. That's not engaging with fans, really. Like, engaging with fans will more be like when they comment and you like their comment or you reply to their comment. You know, and that's the thing. Like, and even if you don't engage with fans need to be able to engage with one another over your content. That's really what it's all about, is that people engage with each other over your content, whether they're going, you know, whether they hate your content, like your content, that people engage, or they go back and forth and they help make this content go viral. But Spotify, it's no engagement, man. There's just saves, and that's it. Which is really, you know, it's like likes and saves. That's it. You need to be able to comment. You need to be able to message. You can't even direct message on Spotify. You could go, like, find people's Facebook profiles based off of their Spotify and then message them there. That's how you used to have to. That's how playlist pitching started originally, is you had to find them on Facebook. And then people started putting their emails in the descriptions or their Instagram profile account names. But before, you would have to go and find them on Facebook based off of the real name. And some people didn't have the real name, so you couldn't even find them. But streaming is not going to last as long if they don't figure out these payouts, if they don't actually add engagement where people can actually break their break themselves on Spotify. Nobody's breaking themselves on Spotify alone. You got to use YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all these other platforms. Twitter, you know, all these other platforms to break artists. TikTok is breaking artists. YouTube, breaking artists. And not TikTok or YouTube per se, them personally, but the platforms. The platforms allow for artists to break themselves, for artists to break artists, or influencers to break artists. But yeah, man, they got to figure something out. Streaming is crap right now. And it makes it hard for anybody to have any influence on streaming platforms when you can't engage with fans or fans can't engage with fans over your content. So I'm with Snoop. They got to figure something to fuck it out on this shit. You know, especially like me, like, and my clients, like all the time and money all the money my clients put into pitching their music and all the time I put into pitching their music to playlists. The fact that nobody can engage with the playlist and comment on playlists and comment on individual songs and reply to the comments and like the comments and, you know, things of that nature. Yeah, man. And then they got to figure out these payouts. Like 1,000 people used to listen to your music and you made $10,000 off of that. And if you got 33%, you made $3,000 off of every 1,000 people that listened to your music, you know? You figure, you're only getting 4,000 for every million people that listen to a song. And they listen to it twice, you get 8,000. So it's like, you know, you would have made more than that off of them just buying an album. So, yeah, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Streaming's got to figure something out. That's the thing. It's not really just Spotify. It's really just Spotify and Apple because Tidal's paying out $9. Amazon's paying out $8. Napster's paying out $9. They just all need to add engagement. They all need to add the ability for people to comment on songs and reply to comments and like comments and share comments and all those things. So once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.